All right, starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show for you, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom and taking incoming call today. Well, to tell you the truth, when nobody else will, I'm going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know right now to start this hour. Number one, here's something you already knew. Hormone blockers for kids are dangerous, and they'll hurt those kids forever. Yeah, that's from a new study from the Mayo Clinic. Experimenting on kids must stop. Number two, in a major bombshell revelation, Elise Stefanik reveals that there is an audio tape of Joe Biden telling his ghostwriter that he just found all the classified stuff. I mean, how many smoking guns do we need around here? And number three, it is Free for All Friday, a time to discuss all the big headlines and stories from the week. Give you a chance to weigh in no matter where you may be. So here's the Common Sense Hotline. Here it is, 877-310-9966. Hello? Hello. Oh, I remember there are a couple of rules. Three, actually. First, keep it clean, which is pretty simple. Second, if you have been on in the last 30 days, don't clog the lines. Let someone else jump in on the conversation. And third, my newest rule, do not call me to talk about other programs or complaints about any of the networks I'm on. You see, I can't fix all that. It's a waste of time. We want to get as many people involved as possible, not talk about that, and talk about big things. Today, I have one more big surprise. I have a special guest coming up that's going to weigh in. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So the number for the Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. You can pick up the phone and talk to me right now if you get lucky. Nathan will be there to take your call and get you on the line. We're going to start with this, all right? Senator John Kennedy, body slammed, rhetorically anyway, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas during a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday for the intentional open border. Always fun to hear Senator Kennedy. Here he is.
And it's a fact, and you know it, and I know it, that the more people you allow into our country illegally, the more people are counted for reapportionment. And the more people that you allow into our country illegally, the more people are counted for allocating electoral votes. Now, maybe that's a coincidence, but that's a fact. And you know that. And you've done nothing for 4 years. Nada. Zero.
Absolutely.
Full. Zilch. And in fact, the only people I know in this country who are better off today than they were 4 years ago are illegal immigrants. And that's as a result of your policy. I don't hate you for it. I don't hate anyone. But that's why you've been impeached. And my colleagues may try to cover it up. They're going to try to cover it up. But they can't cover up the facts.
They can't cover up the facts, my friend. And there it is. That's where we'll start. The open border, to me, is the biggest issue facing America today. Bidenomics, a term they refuse to use anymore, is the second biggest concern, of course. So we'll go to the hotline. It is 877-310-9966, the Common Sense Hotline, open for you. Keep it clean, please. We start with Steve in Idaho today, all the way out west. Steve, how are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You hit the nail right on the head, my friend. And there's a way to get around this, and it starts at every state capital with this voting. This CVAP, which is citizens voting age population, needs to be looked at, gleaned, take out the folks that have passed on, and get down to the legal voters.
But they won't do it. That's the problem, Steve. They won't do it. For example, I live in Michigan. That is constitutionally required, that the voter rolls be cleaned of people that have died or moved or whatever, disqualified for whatever reason. And the Secretary of State of Michigan, not doing it, has been sued. The voters of Michigan voted for it in 2022. It is constitutionally required and not happening. Then what do? You see these people, they thumb their nose at the rules. They thumb their nose at the laws, except for the ones they want to follow and shove down your throat. So how do you get there?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's the way
it is.
This
is not our country. This is not the way things should be run.
I agree, Steve. We have been robbed of our country in many ways. We have to vote. You have to vote because you have to try to get enough votes to overwhelm the system, as Too big to rig, as Donald Trump put it. Steve, thank you for checking in. John is in Pennsylvania. John, how are you today? No, he dropped. We're going to Debbie in Pennsylvania. Excuse me. Debbie in Pennsylvania, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, this isn't about the border. Okay, this is about Biden's Green New Deal. I heard on TV the other day he didn't realize it was going to take as much electricity as it's going to. Now, the Democrats open their mouth and insert their foot before they think. Now, with all these electric trucks and electric cars on our bridges, are our bridges going to take them? Because I don't think they are.
Well, that's a good point you make, Debbie, because we have learned that electric vehicles put more particulate in the air than do exhaust pipes. Why? Because they weigh so much, the point that you've just made. It's hard on brakes, it's hard on tires, it's hard on suspension, and I guess you're probably right, it's probably pretty hard on bridges and roads, too, because it pulverizes them because they weigh so many times more. Good observation.
Yeah, are they going to put a sign on every bridge, only one electric truck at a time or only three electric cars at a time? I mean, I go over a bridge every day up in Johnstown, and it bounces up and down when a coal truck comes on it.
Yeah, wait till you put a few coal trucks in a row on it.
I don't think that bridge is going to hold electric cars.
Yeah, well, electric 18-wheelers. Debbie, thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate you stopping in. She's not wrong about that. The weight, the sheer weight of the electric vehicles, if you have 18-wheelers, which they're requiring now. So that coal truck she just talked about that makes the bridge bounce, add a few thousand pounds, a few tons of battery weight to that coal truck. Now what have you got? Yeah, it'll destroy the infrastructure. Let's go to Florida. Clayton's on the line there. Clayton, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. What's that? Can you turn that TV down real quick or whatever's in the background just so I can hear you clearly?
I just did.
All right. What's on your mind?
Listen. Well, you know, the way this country's headed right now, I don't know if it can be saved. I mean, can we take another 7 months?
I don't know that, but I know if this is why I'm so disgusted with the Republicans in Arizona. I understand that they stand for life. They're pro-life. But they're standing in such a way that they could cost America the election because they're so intransigent. Look. Abortion's a stone-cold loser, and if we have to put up with another 4 years, I certainly don't think we can take that. Look at the rules that are coming out on gun control today. Did you know that you won't even be able to transfer a gun to a relative, Clayton, without being declared a federal firearms licensed dealer? That'll be in effect in 30 days. You can't even transfer it. Gun ownership has basically been outlawed by new rules from the ATF. Everything. You know, you're not just going to lose the abortion debate. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose the debate on illegals. You're going to lose the debate on open borders. You're going to lose the debate on guns and everything across the board for being foolish in Arizona. I hope they're proud of themselves, honestly. Anything else, Peyton?
Well, what's it going to take?
It's going to take...
I mean, what's it going to take, man? I mean, how far are we going to let them push us before we stand up and get a backbone and save our country?
You know, that's what they want. It's what they want. They want to provoke us, Clayton, so they can stand up and say, see, look at those white supremacists. That's what they want. They want a violent outburst of some sort. That's what they want. Anyhow, Clayton, thank you for checking in. I got a whole list of folks here and a lot of things to talk about. So don't go anywhere. It's Free for All Friday. Mike and Frank, you're on the way on the Steve Gerber Show.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How?
If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented Well Connect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your Well Connect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. Well Connect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to Well Connect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.